Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This class is teaching about home improvements, USA Prepares home improvements, the way we do it, the way Kathy does it, the way the Finelli family does it, based on well over 100 years of experience. We've seen mistakes that other people have made. We've seen things that we've done that we like. We've seen things that we don't like. And so that's what we're teaching here right now. And I can't believe that, you know, we could touch on just the tip of the iceberg, but we're trying to give you the details so you understand why we're saying what we're saying. Kathy, you mentioned early in hour number one, a big island in the kitchen and a U-shaped kitchen and a tile floor. Can you tell us what is the reason for a big island? And where do you have your stove? Is it on an outside wall, an inside wall? And how do you vent the stove? Can you tell us about those things, please?
Yeah, I have a big island, and it's got I have room for three bar stools there if you needed it, which we have two. And then it has a cupboard. It's got a cupboard, and it's got three large drawers. They're probably 3 feet long. And I like it because I like it for the workspace, and I like the fact that it people congregate around it, you know, family, grandkids. And I like to, a lot of times in the morning, if I'm reading or writing out lists or whatever, I sit at the island. But it gives you I like it because if I'm getting things out of the refrigerator, it's right there. I can put them, it's right behind me, so I can put the items there. It just gives you so much extra workspace. And then you don't, if you have that, then you have people can walk around where if you're just at a counter, then you're all congregated at the counter. Where if you have several people in there working on, let's say you're canning or making jam or something, one person can be in one area, another person can be in another area. So that's why I like the island. I just like the fact that it just gives you so much room to work. And like I said, if you can't do a lot of counter space in your kitchen for whatever reason, layout, if you can put an island in there, that really solves a lot of that issue.
Okay. And, you know, you said three bar stools, I believe, and we have room for three bar stools, and we have three bar stools at our counter, at our island. And I think maybe during the next break I'll measure the island to give a more exact description of it. But one side of the island is right across from the kitchen sink and the stove. The other side of the island is right across from the kitchen table. So we have exactly the same thing in terms of utility. I'm sure our kitchens are different in some respects. But in terms of what we thought was important, the island is important. Kathy, where is, or let me ask you this, what kind of lighting do you have? Do you have lighting over the island?
We do. We have two lights that hang down, and then we have can lighting. We have six can lights that go around the kitchen. And I do like that because I don't get the shadow effect as opposed to having, like, they used to have the big, I don't know where they were, like the fluorescent tubes up there, but you got so much shadowing where I have the can lights. They literally follow my counter all the way around. And then I have two lights that are right above my island that hang down that are giving me plenty of light. And then I have one over the sink also.
Very, very interesting, Kathy. I'm finding it fascinating, the similarities. So we have can lights facing down around the perimeter of the kitchen cabinetry, facing down to illuminate the area. So if you open a cabinet, the light shine down, you can see in, but you can see on the counter. And what our son and I did in the middle of the night, when it was really dark one night, you know, we had the house roughed in at that time, and we literally took a can light and a ladder, and we hooked up with an extension cord the can light and the bulb, and we measured the distance from the wall, from the outside of the wall toward the center of the room, to figure out how far that can light should be out and what the spacing should be, so we'd have the maximum lighting with the minimum number of fixtures and in the right location, so when the light was facing down with the can light, it wouldn't cause shadow, so the light wouldn't be behind you, where you would stand in the way of the path of the light to cast shadows on what you were working on. So we did all that, and we figured out, you know, those exact locations. So we have pretty much what you have. We have a hanging fixture, very simple, with two light bulbs. It's on a bar type fixture with a globe. The bulbs are upside down, and they're on this very simple fixture, and it hangs over the island. So we can see what we're doing with a separate switch for the can lights versus the lighting over the island. So we can have, if we want to save energy and have the most efficient lighting, it's the hanging fixture. If we need more lighting, it's the can lights. And if we need the most lighting, it's both. So very interesting. And we also have a kitchen table in the kitchen, and we have the same style fixture. It's a bar with three, not two, hanging or light bulbs that are upside down with these globes on them. Very simple, very inexpensive, but very functional over the kitchen table for lighting there. And that's on a separate light switch. So that's how we designed the lighting for our kitchen. Kathy, how about the stove position? Is it on an inside wall, or is it on the island?
Well, Vince, you know, we bought this house. It's on the garage wall, and I believe it vents outside through the garage somehow. It's not on an interior wall per se, but I think my husband said that, I forgot to ask him that question, but I think it does vent out because it's not too far from the outside wall. But we have a propane stove, and, you know, I know I mentioned before that I like propane. I like gas over electric, personally.
Yeah, we have a propane stove as well. It's propane gas. And we've done the same thing. And, class, you can avoid making a terrible mistake very easily by designing the kitchen. So if you're going to build, look at the plans and don't necessarily do what the plans say, because it may make no sense at all. So many kitchens have the kitchen stove on a wall that cannot vent to the garage or cannot vent outside. So if you're cooking and you burn something, or if you cook something that has you know, lots of smell to it that you don't want to travel throughout the rest of the house, you really want to have an outside vent. But so many houses have these kitchen range hoods that what they do is they grab the fumes from the gas stove or the electric stove or whatever you're cooking, and then send it right back out into the kitchen. Now, gas, whether it be propane or natural gas, there is a combustion element to it that is toxic. You do not want to redistribute those toxic fumes, the exhaust from the flame, if you will, in the house. It makes no sense. You want to send it either in the garage or outside. That's what you want to do. Now, if you have it in the garage and the garage is closed and you've got your dogs in there, you want to open the garage door so you don't expose them to all of those fumes. So those are just a few thoughts. And, you know, when you get a chance, if things ever open up again and you go visiting, you'll probably see so many of these mistakes in houses that the builders just weren't paying attention to. And here's the thing. Just because a guy has a pickup truck and a ladder and a hammer and a saw and can frame does not mean he's an architect. Does not mean he or she really knows the way you guys want to live. And that's what we found. So look at everything that you can before you start building and look at all the mistakes. And you won't believe how many mistakes there are. I have yet to see a house that I've been in that someone has owned that was right. I have yet to see one, whether it be plumbing, electrical, layout. And we're going to go through all of this. We're going to go through even handicap accessible designs, because as we get older, we may end up needing the extra mobility built in to our homes. You know, getting through doorways, getting into tubs. It's all on this list. Kathy, let's see. Next, you talked about the tile floor. Is there something about the U-shaped kitchen that you wanted to mention before getting the tile?
Well, you know, it's not a necessity. I mean, I've seen some nice L-shaped kitchen fins, but I like the U. I think, first of all, for me, the kitchen, if it's laid out well and you have room for a pantry, it doesn't need to be a huge kitchen. I've seen some real nice kitchens that are very functional, that are they're not massive, but you can waste a lot of space in a kitchen and really not have it function very well. You know, Vince, you mentioned the back door or the doors. We have French doors. It's they're both able to open. So that's a nice thing, so that if you have something that's very big and awkward, you can bring it through that opening in the back. But my husband also put in it's called a club in the floor, and he had to drill through the tile. And it's a bar, and it goes down. It's got like a pin that goes down into the floor, and you put it in before you go to bed or you're leaving, and you can open that door. Even if somebody gets the lock, breaks the lock, or gets in through the window, but all of our doors, except for the French door that's got a different locking system, all of our doors have the double-keyed deadbolt, and that's for security. And I believe the throw, Vince, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the throw's got to be like an inch long so they can't put their shoulder into it. I literally witnessed one time one of the houses I was in that somebody just had their lock, and the man literally just put his shoulder into the door, and he got into their house in about maybe 10 seconds. So that's just, I wanted to mention that about the door in the club as a security thing that you could plan for, too. It's not super expensive to get those, Vince.
Very, very good points. And what she's talking about is the throw of the deadbolt. How long is the deadbolt? And when you put the hinges in the door, class, and this is a little bit off on a tangent, but you can use 3.5-inch screws. They look like sheetrock screws. They're black. And what we do is, the hinges that come on a pre-hung door, kitchen door, front door, side door, whatever, patio door, French door, they are very short. They're about an inch long. And what you do is you take one at least out of each hinge. So let's say three hinges. And you take one out and you replace that with one of these 3 or 3.5-inch long black long sheetrock screws. And that will secure the door even better. But, you know, pressing your shoulder against the door, absolutely. Even easier than that, using a credit card. Use a credit card to push the latch of a door open. But you can't do it with a deadbolt.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy was talking about the Big Island, and I measured ours during the break. And our island is 3 feet by 5 feet. So that's the size of our kitchen island, and it's big enough for three stools. And I just went out in the kitchen, and the family's cooking. Mrs. Finelli's cooking. Our son's cooking. There's plenty of room for them to be at the stove, at the kitchen sink, preparing at the island, and having two other people on the other side of the island. There aren't, but that could happen. And Kathy, you mentioned U-shaped, and I didn't think about the term U-shaped for this class, but our kitchen is U-shaped too. So at the base of the U is the kitchen sink and the stove. And the kitchen sink, on one side there's the stove, then in the middle is the kitchen sink, and then on the other side is the dishwasher. So that's the base of the U. Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, Vince. Normally they say it's like the three major, but I believe the dishwasher is normally right next to the sink for obvious reasons to load and unload. Yep.
Yeah, and Vince, all of us are right-handed, so our dishwasher is at the right side of the kitchen sink. And then off to the other leg of the U is the refrigerator. And then off to the other leg of the U is cabinetry for, storing dishes, pots, pans, those kinds of things, base cabinets and wall cabinets. But, okay, back to you, Kathy.
Vince, I don't think I answered your question about the tile. I'm sorry, earlier. What did you ask me about that?
Okay, you mentioned that, I believe you mentioned that in your kitchen you have tile floor flooring, which I guess is ceramic tile or that, you know, hard tile, and it connects an outside entrance so that when you walk in with muddy feet, snowy feet, wet feet, dogs come in, that kind of thing, it's on tile rather than something else. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, our back door is goes out to the backyard, and that's tiled. And then as you go through the kitchen, there's a short hallway with a laundry room off to the side, and that hallway is tiled, and that goes out to the garage. So that whole area, everybody coming in with grass on their feet, maybe from, you know, the summertime or dirt. And Vince, I had a house once that it had tile in it, and it was already almost all the way built. We were transferred suddenly, and we had to find a home, so this was something we just had to get for some place to live short term. But that tile was not very good quality. It didn't wash up real well. It just had like a real odd finish to it. And it had, if you got down and looked at it, because every now and again, I would just get on my hands and knees and wash the tile and the baseboards. But you could see little holes and pock marks in it. Where if you buy a better quality tile, especially if you know you're going to be in the house for a while, I would spend the money and get a better quality tile. The one tile that I had in the house that my husband designed, I believe the name was Dahl, D as in dog, A-L, and that was a real nice tile. It was the best one I've ever had, but there's different quality. And I would tell people, you know, I wouldn't get a solid tile. I wouldn't get white or black or dark brown. It's going to show everything. I would get something that looks like dirt and cracker crumbs. And like if you have a dog with dark hair, don't get a white or light tile. Get something that, you know, that will hide that, because it'll show everything. It's just like the black countertop. So I like to keep the house clean, but I don't want to have to vacuum every day.
Kathy, I saw a picture. You emailed a picture of a black lab. I believe it was a black lab to me, and lab was on the floor. And I was looking at the tile, and it's kind of the tile that you have is sort of a light rose color, sort of a tan, but it's not all exactly the same color across the entire surface. The color kind of changes. Is that right? It's kind of a rose color.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that and I thought, that's exactly the same color tile we have. And we did exactly what you did. We have a narrow hallway that connects to the laundry room, which has that same color tile, and it connects to the kitchen. I'll tell you the kitchen flooring that we used when we come back. Kathy's with us. We're talking about USA Preparers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In another blow to Joe Biden's sweeping immigration reform, a federal judge blocked Biden's 100-day moratorium on deportations. Texas Judge Drew Tipton indefinitely banned the policy after Attorney General Ken Paxton argued the move was in violation of federal law. The Biden administration was accused of hypocrisy for reusing a border facility to house migrant children. The Department of Health and Human Services recently reopened the facility in Texas that President Obama opened to house unaccompanied children. More than 700 children who crossed from Mexico into the United States without their parents were in Border Patrol custody as of Sunday. The current backup is yet another sign of a brewing crisis for President Biden and a worsening dilemma for these vulnerable children. A massive demand for housing is fueling a spike in home prices across the country. The result has been an unprecedented seller's market that is only likely to drive house pricing up in the coming months. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
West Virginia seems to be the role model for the vaccination rollout. Ohio, USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki has more.
West Virginia remains among the leaders in the nation at getting COVID vaccines into the arms of its residents. Nearly 10% of the state's population have received both shots of the vaccine, with nearly all the doses West Virginia has received being administered. Governor Jim Justice says his state's vaccination plan has been simple. He tells Fox News they quickly mobilized as many resources as they could to administer shots.
Our model's real simple. It's just this. It's really, when it really boils right down to it, we got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up, and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly. And we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
The CDC says since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th, more than 65 million doses have been administered, reaching 13.4% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.4 million shots a day. It's a NASCAR weekend in Miami, Florida. Saturday, the Xfinity Contender Boats 250 starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And on Sunday, it's the Dixie Vodka 400, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
You got your
take.
When you go to
the
feed
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, the board of directors of USA Prepares has met, and they tell me that we're going to do more of this kind of broadcasting, where we actually teach in-depth classes on how to do things. And why? Because if you look at other broadcasts, they talk about the news you can do nothing about. Now, it's important to pay attention to the news. It's important to pay attention to economic trends and costs and things like that, and whether we're going to war. But you can't do anything about it. You're not going to be president. I'm sorry to tell you that the American dream of becoming, you know, starting out poor and becoming president is an illusion. It's not going to happen. So what you should do is take care of the things that you can have impact on. And that's what we're going to be teaching. And that's what we're teaching today and tomorrow. So we're going to tell you who, what, when, where, why, how, and how you can make it better for yourself through this kind of class. So expect more of this, and I'm going to do what the board of directors said, and I'm talking about the board of directors of USA Preparers, of which I am the entire board of directors. So, Kathy, you know, I went into the laundry room, and we have the same tile in the laundry room as you have, the same rose-colored. It's an outstanding tile, and it was very inexpensive when we bought it, probably about $1 per tile, and that was 15 years ago. It was at a place where they couldn't wait to get rid of it, and I guess nobody wanted it, and it was great. So we bought enough for the bathrooms, the laundry room, the powder room, and enough to do another bathroom, which I'm going to do because I installed a whirlpool tub, you know, for when I get older, if I want to, you know, take a whirlpool and have that. So, and if we break some, we still have pieces. And so that's what went into the equation. So it was very inexpensive to buy it. None of it has broken. You know, if you drop a wrench or something, you could shatter one of these tiles, but we haven't done that yet. And so we have spares, and it's going to match. So it's not going to be a problem should we break some. We probably have, you know, maybe 50 or 100 extra pieces. That being said, when you install tile class, you want to have a full-size tile at the threshold. And the reason for that is, some tile installers will start in the back corner and work their way toward the door. And then when they get to the door, they find out that, well, they need a 4-inch strip of tile. Well, a 4-inch strip is going to break much easier. The grout, the mortar under the tile is going to break much easier than if you have a full tile supporting that first step into the bathroom or the laundry room or right where the doorway is. So that's an important consideration. And you are in charge of making sure that happens. Don't leave it up to the tile guy. Any comments, Kathy, on those statements?
Oh, yeah, Vince. We did break one once. And fortunately, we had a friend, and my husband never did much tile, but my friend came and showed us. It was the same thing. We had to use a full-size tile right where you were talking about.
Very good. Very good. Okay. So we've talked about the tile. We've talked about the U-shaped kitchen, the big island. I have one other question about the island, Kathy. Our island, I raised it. It's movable. It's supposed to just stay put. But every once in a while, there's a dog bowl under the overhang of the island, and they'll knock the dog bowl with water in it over, and it'll get under the island, so we'll have to move the island. So what I did was I got some fabric hair, like mohair, but synthetic carpeting padding. And I cut out some 4-inch squares, and I put under each corner of the island so I can slide the island should, you know, there be another spill, so I can mop it up. Because our kitchen floor is oak, and we've never had an oak floor in the kitchen. And I can tell you that, you know, there are certainly advantages of ceramic tile. But we put oak in all of the house except where there's ceramic tile. So the whole house is 3/4-inch tongue and groove, number 2, Missouri white oak. And it's okay. It really is okay. But you don't want spills to stay on there for a long time. And if you seal it right, it will work fine. So I just wanted to share with the class, that's what we did. And so we don't have, because the oak floor is so hard, and because we have those appliance rollers under the refrigerator and freezer in the kitchen, we can roll it out and we won't be damaging the floor. But if you have a vinyl floor, it really doesn't save you all that much money. And vinyl always rips. It always rips. And it always peels up, and it is temporary. Any comments about that, Kathy?
Oh, Vince, you said it. I had 2 vinyl floors when we were first married, and I hated it. They always ripped. They wore. You can scratch them. If you just slide anything across it, if you even had like a box that had like a staple sticking out and it had weight and you pushed it, you'd make a score mark in it, and there's no way you can fix it. So I hated vinyl. I would just soon do the best I could and save my money for like the wood or the tile, even if I had to put something real temporary down until I could save my money and just do save yourself a lot of headache. Yeah, I agree.
When we selected our flooring, there are all different kinds of grades of flooring. So you can have that flooring that is, you know, that plastic, or it looks like it could be wood, but it may be 3/8 of an inch thick, and you just kind of stick them together, and they kind of rest on foam, and it's really not glued down. Or you can have real wood for probably the same price. So the real wood actually has structure to it, because the real wood, if you use oak flooring, it would go the opposite direction of the floor joists or the I-beams, and it adds extra strength. Nowhere in our house can you step, not one place where the floor creaks, not one place, because we used a Vantec, which is a composition kind of a board that is impervious to moisture, and it's thick, and then it's kind of like plywood, but it's not. Plywood would creak, and the floor is the subfloor. This Avantech subfloor is glued down, and it's nailed down. And then on top of that, we have, going the opposite direction of the I-joists, we have nailed on oak tongue and groove. So our floor is easily 1.5 inches thick, maybe 2 inches thick. And it works really, really well. And instead of buying the most expensive grade, you know, the Select or the Clear, no knots, no wormholes, no dings, no dents, we use number two, which is, if you look at it, it's got knot holes, it's got wormholes. We fill them in with wood filler, and it is a variegated look, and it looks spectacular. I mean, if you look at it, you say, that's even better than a perfectly knot-free floor. And one last comment I'd like to make. So you can save a lot of money. How much did we save? I think we saved probably 3/4 of the cost of a, you know, perfect knot-free floor by using number two, and it's just as strong. Here's my last comment about housing. It's just a general comment. I've seen on the dailymail.co.uk all of these act-try houses, actors and actresses, and they say, oh, isn't this spectacular? They've got a theater, they've got a little wine closet or a wine cellar, and they've got this magnificent kitchen. Every one of them, every single one, regardless of whether they're $5 million or $30 million, every one of them is replete with mistakes. Not enough outlets, not enough wall outlets, not enough wall switches, the absence of can lighting, the absence of ceiling lighting, the absence of a range hood that ducts outside, putting the stove on an island with no way to vent it, poor lighting, no central vacuum system, but they've got this, you know, magnificent pool outside that I'm sure they hire somebody to vacuum. But, and the lawn that is, you know, is carved up in all kinds of neat designs. But in terms of, if you're going to live in it and you're going to maintain it, it would be lousy because it's poorly designed. Everything about them is not right in my world. Kathy, any comments about that?
Yeah, Vince, if you... All you got to do is look at pictures or on TV or go online, and you're right, you can see so many mistakes. And once you've had to cook in a kitchen or work in a kitchen, you know, outlets is a big thing. When my husband, whenever he would do a house or design one, I always had a lot of outlets, and he always made sure that they weren't overloaded. He's like, one of his big things was extension cords. If he sees an extension cord, that's the first thing he's doing is looking at somebody's, warning them about, you don't want to leave that in there, because you probably don't have enough voltage for that. Vince, one of the things I want to mention before we get off the air, the house that my husband built, kind of half built, and we hired some of it out, they were studying it in. And we went every day, and though what we didn't do, you know, we hired some of it out. And as they were studying in the wall, it was a hallway. It was probably like a 10-foot hallway. And I walked in there, and I stopped, and I looked at that, and I asked the man, I said, what goes in there? He goes, oh, that's just open wall, and we're just going to put drywall over that. It was literally on the backside of my kitchen in the hallway. So I said, can I make that a closet? I looked at my husband. I said, can I make that like a big pantry? He goes, sure. So I literally had a 10-foot-long pantry. It was probably 30 inches deep, and I put shelving in there, and it was wonderful. I could put crock pots and roasters and everything in there, brooms, and, I mean, it was absolutely wonderful. So that was just, it was kind of a fluke that I walked in, and I happened to see that before they put the drywall over that.
Very well said. And that is one of the reasons why you don't want to rush. That's one of the reasons why you want to be there every day during the construction. But that doesn't happen most of the time. Most of the time, you have the plans, you have the builder, you say, okay, here it is, you know, I'll see you next week. And you don't see the mistakes. And there's a saying in the construction industry, and it's, thank God for the drywall guy. Now, the reason they say that is because that's the guy that has to fix all the mistakes. The studs that aren't straight, the nailing that's not done right, the lack of nails, the fact that the walls aren't plumb. That's the drywall guy is the guy that covers everything up. And unless you see it, and unless you are there on site, and unless you have a level that is absolutely plumb, that you've certified yourself is plumb, and unless you have a square, you're going to have a house that's not square and not plumb and not level. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it, because I haven't seen one that is. And the old trick, if you bought a house, a used house, is you take a marble with you, you know, like the big size marble, the shooter, if you will, and you put that in your pocket. And if you don't know if you can't tell if the floor is level or not by walking across it, just put the marble down and see if it rolls. As simple as that. Wow, Kathy, I can't believe, I'm really excited about this series. We've got one more segment left. Where do you want to go with the next short segment?
Can I talk about, like, the sink vent a little bit?
Oh, great. I'd love it. I'm interested in your thoughts about, and you're talking about the kitchen sink? Are you talking about bathroom sinks or everything? Laundry room?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The kitchen, mostly.
Sinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet you we can't cover the whole thing, the whole topic of...
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy, I just wanted to mention that although we have never met in person, although I've never met your husband in person, I feel like I know you guys. And I wanted to thank your husband for allowing you to spend this time on the radio teaching classes, because it's time away from him. It's time away from your family. I really appreciate it. And this is the kind of broadcasting that I love doing. I absolutely love doing it. And I wanted to also mention that Sharon is interested in teaching this type of class as well, USA Prepares Home Improvement classes. She's interested in teaching them with you, meaning you and Sharon together, and Sharon and me, and you and me. So are you up for doing more of these kinds of classes on a, you know, basis that fits in with your schedule? Because I have a feeling we've got like 50 more of these to do.
Sure, Vince. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. And back to sinks.
Well, Vince, before I say anything, I wanted to mention real quick, as soon as I told my husband we were going to do a show about building or what to do and mistakes, he kind of laughed and he said, well, you never have enough closets and you never have enough kitchen cupboards and you always want a bigger pantry in every house we go in. And it's true. I'm always looking for that kind of thing because I store so much that I like to have that. But, anyway, talking about sinks, I personally have a stainless steel sink and I like it to look outside. I like to have a window there, if possible. So if I were going to build or buy a home, that would be one of the things I would look for, is to have a window to look out, because you stand and you do dishes and you're in front of it quite a bit. But I have a stainless steel, and I personally like the one that has the larger bowl on one side, not the ones that have just the littler one on the other side. If you look, there's one that has it. It's probably, oh, I don't know, Vince, you probably know, it's probably 2 or 3 inches wider and longer than the other side. But if you have that one, you can get like big cookie sheets and roasting pans and canning pans in there, where if you just have a standard sink, a lot of times you can't get those in there. But that's what I like. And then talking about sinks, and I know we're not talking about bathrooms or whatever, but I personally don't like the, and I don't know what they're called, Vince. I think it's called like just the composite material. It kind of looks like plastic. I don't think those last that long. I mean, almost every one I've ever seen, after a while, they get that cracking in them at the bottom, and they get scratched, and there's no way you can fix them.
Yeah, and they are fake marble. There's a company in Virginia, I believe it's called Virginia Marble. We had one of those, and I'm not trying to bash them, but it's a temporary type of a sink. So here's what we've done. Now, I really like the idea that you have about the two sizes of the sinks, because when I wash a cookie sheet or a large pan, it doesn't quite fit as well as I'd like, because what we did was we got the largest size. I think it's around 33 inches, if I'm not mistaken, long side. And we got the deepest kitchen sink in stainless steel, and it sets into the counter. So it doesn't set below the counter. It sets on top of the counter, and it has it's rimless, but it sets on top of the counter, and you caulk it in place. And the reason I bought them is that Lowe's couldn't wait to get rid of them 16 years ago, and they were $88 for a Kohler brand, K-O-H-L-E-R. So it's top of the line, and it's deep. Now, you will spend more money, class, for a stainless steel sink that is deep rather than for one that is not as deep. So deeper costs more. More square costs more than, you know, rounded, you know, large radius curved sides. So the deeper it is, the more expensive it is. And so there were three of them that I could buy, and I bought all three. One is for the laundry room, one is for the kitchen, and one is for if we needed another one. So they'd all be the same. And for $88, it was a steal, because that was probably, it's probably a $400 sink, and it's a top-of-the-line brand. But it does not have that feature that Kathy's talking about, which is one side larger than the other. And I know what she means. There's some sinks that have a real big bowl on the right side, and on the left side, it might be 8 inches wide. That doesn't make any sense. That's for, like, rinsing vegetables. I don't think that's the way to go. I think what Kathy said is the way to go, so you can rinse the, you know, the big cookie sheets and pots and pans and so forth. But what I did do is I bought another sink for about $80 on the internet, and it's one bowl. And I'm not quite sure if I want to put the single bowl sink in the laundry room, because I haven't installed the sink yet. You know, it's only 16 years in the process of building this house, so I got more time to finish it, I guess. But I'm kind of kidding. I mean, what's taking me so long? But I want to do it right the first time, and I don't know if I want a single bowl or a double bowl. I think I want a single bowl in the laundry room. Kathy, your comments.
Yeah, Vince, and real quick, I wanted to mention we have a rimless sink, and last year it started to fall. They never put any bracing underneath it. And with a weight of, like, you run in a full bowl of water, it, the whole thing started to come, and I called my husband, and he had to put bracing in there.
Yep. And so that's the kind of attention to detail, class, that you really want to pay attention to. So it needs to be caulked properly, and it needs to be centered properly, and you need to take into consideration how it's going to be used and the weight load. I'm talking about bookcases, floor joists, and we're going to cover all of this in this series. Kathy, thank you so much.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.